Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, I'll be giving you the WNBA. A lot of things happened in free agency. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about the trades. We'll talk about the signings. And then quite a few players got waived as well. So we'll talk about that and a whole lot more. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with All Things Basketball with GD Podcast. And guys, this is a special episode where I'll be doing the WNBA free agency period is underway. That's going on while the Unrivaled League is happening. I'll talk about the Unrivaled League for just a few minutes, and then we'll talk about the WNBA and the moves being made. So Unrivaled League just finished their third week. So right now you have at the top of the standings, the Lunar Owls with, that's the team with Captain Nafisha Collier, and they're just balling, guys. Forget about it. Skylar Diggins-Smith, Courtney Williams is there, also on that team. Yeah, they're just loaded down. Also on that team, Shakira Austin and Alicia Gray. They are playing some ball right now. So they're 6-0, followed by the Laces. That's the team that's captained by Alyssa Thomas. She's on that squad. Also, you have Jackie Young there. Also, Kate Martin, Kayla McBride, Stephanie Dolson, and Tiffany Hayes. So, nice little solid squad there. Everybody else is 2-4, so somebody out of that pack has to get hot, and you know, we're kind of at the halfway point. They're supposed to play 14 games, so we're kind of near the halfway point of their season. So we'll see what happens, but yeah, a lot going on. But what they're doing also is they're going to have a one-on-one tournament within the league schedule. So that's going to take place starting February 10th. So you're going to have that one-on-one. It's 30 players, guys. And out of those 30 players, it's 30 players that's going to be playing in the one-on-one. Five players won't be playing. And then you have the two hardship players and Melissa Smith and Natisha Heidelman. So they won't be involved in it. And then you have five players. You have Cameron Brink. Obviously, she won't be playing in it. Also, Sabrina Nescu, you know, she's still dealing with the wrists. Angel Reese as well, because of her injury, she's going to take it easy. Brittany Griner's not involved. Courtney Vandersloot and Stephanie Dolson. So that's your five players that won't be part of that tournament. So should make for a good tournament nonetheless. So I'll say this right off the top. I think Nafisha Collier will end up winning the one-on-one. That's my prediction. I'll stick to it. So with that said, so a lot happening in the Unrivaled. You know, every chance I get, I peek in and watch. So, and then, of course, Angel Reese, she makes history in the league by being the first player ejected. And that happened in a game versus the Laces where she was guarding Tiffany Hayes, and they call her for a foul, which she argued about, and they just got fed up. And then she was drawing back and forth with Tiffany Hayes. and then got teed up twice and ejected. So Angel Reese making history in the wrong way in this regard. But nonetheless, Unrivals on the way, guys. If you get a chance to check it out, check it out. It's on TNT. They do a fabulous job over there. The broadcast team over there, whether the analyst is Sarah Kusta or Lisa Leslie, they do a bang-up job. And their studio show is great as well. Their play-by-play man, he's on the money. So, yeah. But if you get a chance, it's on TNT, I believe, on Fridays and Mondays. And then Saturday, it's on True TV. So, there you go. All right, guys. So with that said, let us shift over to the WNBA. Lot happening, guys. I told you about the blockbuster trade that involved Jewel Loyd and Kelsey Plum, where Jewel Loyd joins the Aces and Kelsey Plum goes to the LA Sparks. I told you about the other blockbuster, where Alyssa Thomas ends up in Phoenix for the Mercury. And then I told you about the Brittney Griner signing with Atlanta. So some more news came down the pike, guys. Another blockbuster, Satu Sabali. Now, I told you guys, well, Satu Sabali, I told you guys that she had made the declaration that, look here, I played my last game as a Dallas Wing. So with that said, the Dallas front office started making their phone calls, and they found a taker. And actually, it ends up being a three-team deal. Supposedly, it got expanded to four, but I'll talk about the three. Satu Sabali now will be a Phoenix Mercury. So you have a new look Phoenix Mercury team, guys. So here's how it shook out. Satu Sabali, she's going to Phoenix along with Kalani Brown, their backup center with the Dallas Wings, and then Sevgi Uzan. So those three ladies are going to the Mercury. And then for Dallas, they are getting Natasha Harris. Now, mind you, she came over in the Alyssa Thomas deal. So Natasha Harris on the move yet again, going to Dallas. Also going to Dallas is Melissa Thomas, who's part of this because the Indiana Fever is involved in this deal. So you have the two players there. You have the 2025 first round pick. It's the eighth pick in the draft. And then they have the draft rights to Makia Herbert-Harrington. So that's what the Dallas Wings are getting in this deal. And then the Indiana Fever are getting Sophia Cunningham of the Phoenix Mercury. And then they're getting the 19th pick in the 2025 draft. So it'll be a second rounder. So Satu will join Alyssa Thomas and player already there, Kalia Copper. So you're talking about a front line of Kalia Copper, Satu Sabali, and Alyssa Thomas. That's a mean front court, guys. And you got some big-time dogs in that front court. That's going to be something. Again, the caveat again is what will happen with Diana Taurasi. Is she retiring? What is she doing? So we still don't know the story with that. And then, you know, Natasha Cloud, she was on the move. She was part of the Alyssa Thomas deal. So you have that. I say kind of a sleeper in this deal is Kalani Brown. Kalani Brown, she was the backup center over there, but she's one who I think when all is said and done, when the dust settles, she could end up being a starter there. It depends on how the coach over there is going to use her. Because if you had it, you could do a front court of Copper, Sabali, and Alyssa Thomas. Or you can do Sabali, Thomas, and Brown, and then slide Copper to the backcourt. You can do that, but that all hinges on what happens with Diana Taurasi. So you have a few ways you can go there for the Phoenix Mercury. Dallas, you know, they're getting some parts here and there. Melissa Smith, I'll be interested to see how she plays now that she's out of Indiana and kind of the pressure's off her. She's a talented player, guys. So she'll get a fresh start here in Dallas. And Taisha Harris, she'll be part of their backcourt over there. Probably a necessary part at this stage. And then on the Indiana side, a lot of people weren't happy with the return they got as far as Indiana goes. Sophie Cunningham, she's one who can launch it from three. She can defend. But to me, this is kind of redundant because you already have Alexi Hall there. And to me, I don't think I'm speaking out of school. I think Alexi Hall could be the better player out of the two. That's just me. But because she could hit the three, and she defends very well. So we'll see what happens as far as that goes. So Sophie Cunningham out of Phoenix and heading to Indiana, and along with the draft picks that are going to the respective teams. So that's your one deal, guys. Dejanae Carrington, she's on the move, guys. And guess where she's going? To Dallas. She's going to Dallas. Here's the deal. Dejanae Carrington plus the 12th pick in the 2025 draft. So it's like an early second round pick. In exchange for J.C. Sheldon, who was the guard that they drafted actually in last year's draft. They drafted her fifth overall. So she's going to Connecticut along with the 8th pick in that draft. So that'll be a pick towards the latter end of the first round. So Dejanae, and now Dejanae, guys, she will be reunited with her boo thing, if you will, Melissa Smith. So they'll be on the same team together. Mind you, in college, they played together at Baylor, so there's that. So, but they'll be together in Dallas. So Dallas will have a new look to them. Then remember, too, guys, they have the number one pick in the draft for all intents and purposes. It looks like it'll be Paige Beckers unless something goes awry. So Dallas is going to have a new look to them. You still have Arike Ogunbowale there. You still have Tierra McCowan there. So it's going to have a whole fresh new look over there. So we'll see what happens. You have a new coaching staff as well. So Dallas right now, they're kind of a question mark, but they got some pieces. So we'll see what happens there. And then Connecticut is just going full rebuild over there. So J.C. Sheldon, she'll get a fresh start over there with Connecticut right now. So a lot of the mainstay players are gone. So, hey, she'll get a fresh start over there. So we'll see what she can do given that. So let us move on. Connecticut wasn't done, guys. They pick up a couple more players. They received Rebecca Allen, who, mind you, played there once before. But they flip Rebecca Allen. Now Rebecca Allen's going to the Chicago Sky in exchange for Lindsey Allen, and then Nikola Milic. So you have the two players going to the Sun and Rebecca Allen going to Chicago, which I think will be a nice fit for her. She's someone who can stretch the floor. She's rock solid from three. So Rebecca Allen, I think that'll be a nice touch over there for the Chicago Sky, because of course you got the two bigs down low in Angel Reese and Carmela Cardoza. So that's a nice little fit there. So that's your trades, guys. That's the trades. Now let's talk about the signings that taking place. You got some re-signing that went down, guys. Nneka Onwuemeke, she's going to stay in Seattle, guys. She re-signed with Seattle to stay there. So you have that. So she'll be there. You still have Skylar Diggins-Smith there as well. And then also Kelsey Mitchell. She re-signs with the Indiana Fever, guys. So I saw the video where she came back into the building, into the arena, and they gave her such a welcome coming back. Included in that welcome was Caitlin Clark, of course, who's been busy this offseason doing her thing. But she comes back to welcome Kelsey Mitchell. And I have talked about it. I thought the priority, especially for that front office there, was to re-sign Kelsey Mitchell. Mission accomplished. So kudos to the front office over there for the Fever. And the Fever weren't done, guys. They signed Dawana Bonner, and they also signed Natasha Howard. Now, guys, we saw what happened last year. They didn't really have the leadership there, but you're going to have it now in a Dawana Bonner who's been in the league for a long time. So she knows what's what. She was a winner. She won it all with the Phoenix Mercury in her early years. She goes to Connecticut, and they build a solid program over there. And then bear in mind, guys, Stephanie White, her coach from the Connecticut Sun, is now with the Indiana Fever. So Dawana Bonner said, hey, let me follow coach over here. So she'll know the system that Stephanie White is running. I think that's important to note. So she'll be able to hand down the verbiage while on the court with the players. So you have that. Natasha Howard, she was initially drafted by the Indiana Fever. So she's kind of coming back home, guys. So I thought these were solid additions for that front court there. On paper, Indiana absolutely improved, no doubt about it. So you have a Leah Boston there, obviously, Caitlin Clark, Kelsey Mitchell. You got a solid squad, guys. Not to mention, you also have Lexi Hall. You have Sophia Cunningham, now Sophie Cunningham. So, hey, they're working with something over there and with the Fever. And you got Stephanie White, who's a master coach. So definitely a team absolutely on the come up, guys. So let us continue. Myesha Hines-Allen. Remember, guys, she got traded at the trade deadline last year. She got sent to Minnesota to play with the Lynx. She now signed a one-year deal to play with the Dallas Wings. So you add her to the mix. Myesha Hines-Allen, she's a tough cookie, guys. So she'll give you, you know, inside play over there. She's definitely one you could slide into the center position to kind of spell McCowan over there. You can even put her at the power forward next to McCollum as well. So there's that. Nice signing for Dallas. Let us continue. Now, I talked about Brittany Griner going to over to Atlanta. Joining her is Brianna Jones, guys, from the Connecticut Sun. She's going to the Atlanta Dream, so she joins Brittany Griner to form a solid front court. Now you have a front court of Griner, Brianna Jones, and Ryan Howard. Man, that is a good front court right there. And then, of course, you have your backcourt there, Alyssa Gray. You have her there, Jordan Canada. So you got a nice, solid squad there. So Atlanta Dream, hey, maybe they make some noise now. We'll see what happens. Then a few more re-signers. I'll talk about Kennedy Burke. She's returning for the New York Liberty. Remember, she was coming off the bench for them. She can play in the middle. She can play the four. So Kennedy Burke, she's coming back. Natisha Heidelman, she's re-signed with the Minnesota Lynx. So remember, they got her in free agency. Now she's re-signed with them again. So you have that pop, that nice combination of Heidelman and Courtney Williams there. Michaela Onoware, she resigns with the Chicago Sky. So she returns for them, guys. So she'll be one. More likely than not, she'll be in that front court as well. Also, Odyssey Sims. She was let go by Dallas, then picked up by the Sparks late in the season. She resigns with the Sparks. So you have a vet like Odyssey Sims over there. That's a help. Then you have these signings. Courtney Vandersloot, guys. She's leaving the Liberty. She's leaving the Liberty, and she's headed back to Chicago, guys. So remember, she had the tumultuous season last season where, you know, she lost her mom. Her mom passed, so she was kind of away from home. Now she returns back home, going back to Chicago. So Courtney Vandersloot, of course, she will be well celebrated here in New York for her contributions to this team and what she did in her two seasons here, what she was able to do with this squad. So Courtney Vandersloot going back to Chicago. Could there be an Allie Quickley signing over there as well? Allie Quickley, she took a couple of seasons off. Does she come back to the W? We'll see. She's an absolutely a markswoman from three-point range. So keep that in the back of your, file that away, guys. Allie Quigley, keep that in mind. But Courtney Vandersloot, she goes back. She'll be an absolute help to those young ladies inside. Camilla Cardozo and Angel Reese will love to get passes from a Courtney Vandersloot. Kia Nurse, she too is coming to Chicago. So you have a veteran like Kia Nurse there who can come in and assist those ladies in that regard. Tina Charles, she played in Atlanta last season. Now she's going back to where it all started, guys. She's going to Connecticut for 1 year. Will this be kind of a farewell tour, being that she's going back to Connecticut, maybe playing one more year? We'll see. She still can contribute a lot to this game, guys. She's second. She's second in scoring overall, as far as all-time scorers. She's second behind Diana Taurasi. So bear that in mind. But Tina Charles heading back to Connecticut. Also along with her, Diamond DeShields, who played last season for the Chicago Sky. Now she will go to the Connecticut Sun sold Diamond DeShields, guard, going to Connecticut. And then Sammy Whitcomb. She's a sharpshooter. She played last season for the Seattle Storm. Now she's heading to the Phoenix Mercury. So more firepower over there for Phoenix, guys. So, and I'm sure Nate Tibbetts, the coach over there, will welcome that. No doubt about it. So Sammy Whitcomb leaves Seattle to go to Phoenix. So, guys, that is all your signings there that took place that I could speak of. Let's talk about who got waived. For the Indiana Fever, Grace Berger. Now, remember, guys, she was drafted a couple of seasons ago. She was out of the University of Indiana, so she was local. But once they drafted Caitlin Clark, I was like, it's just a matter of time that Grace Berger is on the move. So she's on the move, guys. Well, she got waived. Where she ends up, we'll see. But Grace Berger, now waived from the Indiana Fever. And then you have this slew of former South Carolina players. Zaya Cook, Letitia Amahir, and Victoria Saxon. All waived, guys. Cook from the Sparks, Amahir from the Atlanta Dream, and then Saxon from the Indiana Fever. So all these South Carolina players, then add on top of that, Bria Beal, who ended up getting drafted by Minnesota and not even making the squad. So you had that. She did go to a training camp for the Aces, but didn't stick. So a lot of these, a lot of Dawn Staley's players on the outside looking in. Can any of them latch on somewhere else? We'll see. You do have the expansion team there, the Golden State Valkyrie. Maybe they add a player or two from here. Who knows? But we'll see. So I thought that was something of note, all those South Carolina players being waived. So there's that. So apart from that, I think we're just about done. You had jersey retirements for Asia Wilson. She went back to, speaking of South Carolina, she went back to South Carolina, had her jersey hung in the Raptors, her number 22 jersey will hang forever in infamy in that arena. And then also on the same day, Sunday, you had Caitlin Clark, her jersey hung up at the University of Iowa. Her number 22 jersey will now hang in the Raptors. And then a few weeks ago, you had Kelsey Plum. Her jersey was retired by the University of Washington, where she did amazing things over there. So it's a beautiful thing to see all these ladies get their just due with their jerseys being hanged in their respective college arenas where they played. So definitely kudos to them. So with that said, that's it, guys. That's this episode. I thank you for listening, as always. All things basketball with GD.com is the website. There, the episodes are there. My short videos are there. My support buttons are there. Guys, support this show, guys. I have all my support buttons. I always have it scrolling at the bottom, too, guys, for when you watch. I have Buy Me a Coffee. I have my Spotify donate button. I have my PayPal button. Cash App, $GD, that sports dude. Again, $GD, that sports dude. That's my Cash App, guys. Help your boy out. I'm bringing you this content, this fresh content. I'm bringing people on. Shout out to my guy, Ty, the pod guy, for coming on the last episode. Definitely always a great thing to have him on the show with his insight. So, yeah, so just help your boy out. Podcast platforms, I'm on all of them. Apple, you know the deal. Like the videos, 5-star reviews, guys. YouTube, I'm there as well. Also, social media, TikTok, I'm still hanging out there doing the shorts. Instagram, I'm heavy there. Facebook, not so much. Blue Sky, I post there. Fan base, I'm still learning my way around. Twitter X, not on there, period. So there's that. But yeah, so with that said, thank you for listening. Your listenership is important to this show. Much appreciated as always. And we'll talk soon. I have the recap for you for this week coming up. And then I still owe you the Knicks midseason report. We'll have that as well. So thank you for listening as always. And we'll talk soon. Take care.